when we chant, why do other thoughts at that time especially come?
Yeah.
Because what happens is, yeah, with the when we are doing other activities,
yeah,
we feel that there is constructive engagement there. Mm. Like if I'm reading, my mind gets involved over there.
Right.
If I'm talking with other people, my mind gets involved. There's some channel for the thoughts to go to. But we are chanting, it's the same sound being repeated again and again. So we tend to feel that this is not very attractive. This is not very stimulating, this is not very absorbing. And that's why our thoughts go in other directions. So what we need to do is, we need to revise our perception of chanting. That means, Chanai Chanai Ruparamed Buddhya Dhruti Grihitaya Atma Samstam Manah Krutva Nakanchita Bichintayat. Krishna says in 6.25 and 26 in the Bhagavad Gita, slowly, gradually, step by step, with intelligence sustained by conviction, fix the mind on me. So what that means is that if you find that the mind is wandering too much during chanting, try to start the chanting by reading something about the holy name. Maybe there are many books on Electric Notion of the Holy Name, Glories of the Holy Name. Just read for 2-3 minutes before chanting. And when you are hearing classes also, whatever you hear, at that time if you find some inspiring point about the glory of the holy name, about the importance of chanting, keep a note of that. And basically, we need to use our intelligence to stabilize the mind. It's like a child doesn't want to take the medicine, but the mother knows the importance of the medicine, the mother makes sure the child takes the medicine. So our mind is like the child, but our intelligence needs to become like the mother. So, and gradually when we do this, you'll see even when the mind starts wandering, if we put a little effort and focus, there are some days when we connect with the holy name, then it's very absorbing. It's actually quite empowering. We feel solid and stable after good chanting. That experience is also there. So we just need to penetrate that initial layer. Krishna says, in the initial, that which tastes like poison will taste like nectar in the end. So that initial layer of poison we need to penetrate. And for that purpose, to get the determination, that conviction to penetrate that initial layer of poison, you need intelligence. So if you read about the holy name, then that will help to persevere, and then the taste will come. Then once the taste comes, the distractions will become much lesser. Or even the distractions come, the willpower to bring the mind back from the distraction state will increase. Okay.